And the Swords of Ice.
What Swords of Ice?
The Swords of Ice is the name of the story.
What Swords of Ice?
You'll have to listen to the story to find out.
Okay.
So,
what does it mean?
You will see. A sword and ice, made of ice.
Ah, now I understand. But does it cut?
Naturally. It impales.
What's impales?
It goes straight through you and sticks you to the ground. Like a sausage. Okay, let's listen to the story.
What was that sword from? A good person?
If you don't listen to the story, you'll never find out.
Okay,
it was winter.
But was it from a good person?
If you don't listen to the story, you'll never find out.
Okay.
So, it was winter. Mickey Joe was in bed, shivering. It was really cold that night. He got up out of bed and said, "Mom, can I have a hot jar, please?" And his mum said, "Okay, I'll get some water from the tap and heat it up." But when she went to turn on the tap, no water came out. "I'm sorry, Joe. The water pipes are frozen. There's no water." Said Mickey Joe, "I'll have to wear socks in bed. I don't like wearing socks in bed, but I'm going to put them on. I'm going to put on two pairs of socks and a coat in bed." "Oh, Mickey Joe, don't exaggerate." "But, Mum, it's really freezing tonight." "Okay, okay." So Mickey Joe got into bed with his two pairs of socks and his coat and pulled the blankets over his head, and he still shivered. It seemed to get colder and colder. Then, eventually, he drifted off to sleep. But at
3 o'clock in the morning,
he woke up to the sound of something crashing down on the roof and in the garden below. He naturally sat up in bed, pulled back the
blankets
and the
what?
Curtain to have a look. There, outside, falling from the sky, was not rain, was not sleet, was not snow, but ice in the form of spears falling down and sticking into the ground.